Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, and that's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts giving a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 134, the final psalm of the Psalms of Ascent. And we're going to do an overview of the whole psalm and then dig into the more details of it in the next podcast. The whole psalm reads as such, a song of ascent. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Oh, you can feel the psalmist's jubilation, his excitement. The journey has come to an end, a long journey beginning in Psalm 120, beginning in Kedar. Psalm 120, verse 5, woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. We talked about the significance of Meshech and Kedar in that podcast. You can go back to it if you'd like more information there. He began far away, not necessarily literally in those places, but spiritually, metaphorically in those places, far from God, trapped, surrounded, mired in the world around him that did not honor God. And he knew he needed to go to Jerusalem. He needed to go to the mountain of the Lord. He needed to go and worship with the rest of his brethren, with all the tribes of Israel, to remind himself of who he was loyal to, who he had committed himself to, who his God was, and his own direction, the psalmist's own direction in life. And he'd been on this long journey, a direction from the world to God, from an unholy place to a holy place, a place of confusion to a place of clarity. And now he arrives in Jerusalem, and he's there seeing those who are ministering in the temple, lifting up their hands, praising the maker of heaven and earth of all things, and he is refreshed. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but at the end of something significant, there can be a sense of anticlimax. Even after a wonderful, beautiful thing, like a wedding, or the birth of a child, or someone getting baptized, there can be sometimes this sense of anticlimax. I wonder what these pilgrims were feeling after days, or weeks, or maybe even months on the road as they arrived at Jerusalem, the end of their journey. Well, we don't know what they felt a few days later, but we certainly know what they felt at this time. That they felt that the journey was worth it. They felt that the effort that they had put in was not wasted. And this is an invitation to one another and to all others who will do so, to join in the celebration and to put aside whatever has been going on during the journey. Sometimes in the Christian life, the journey can be hard. Sometimes in the journey, we come across things that cause us to doubt whether it was worth the effort, whether it will be worth the effort. Sometimes we don't get treated right, even sometimes in the church. Well, even especially that's difficult because there we expect to be treated differently. But we forget that our fellow pilgrims are just as sinful as we are. And we have sometimes unrealistic expectations about one another. Certainly we should call each other higher and call each other to the standards of Jesus Christ. No reason not to do that. But on the other hand, there's also no reason to abandon the pilgrimage just because some of our fellow pilgrims are prone to weakness and error as we are. Let us be humble in our pilgrimage. Let us not point at others as an excuse to abandon the pilgrimage. Let us instead look to God as this psalmist and this pilgrim has done all through his journey to Jerusalem. And as he comes to the end, he's reminded of why he did this. He did it for the Lord. He did it to praise the Lord. He did it to remind himself about his maker. And that is why we pray. And that is why we go to church. And that is why we reach out to and serve other people, because we know our maker. Well, in the next podcast, we'll go into more detail about verse 1. But if you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. If you could go over to iTunes and give us a review and some stars there, I'd be very grateful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.